Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavagetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Times, and the readings are from Cycle C.
These kind of dark end of the liturgical year readings, I was put in mind of so many places: Afghanistan, Libya, Chile, Congo, Egypt, Gaza, Hong Kong, Kashmir, Iraq, Beirut, Mexico, Myanmar, Nigeria, Somalia, South Sudan, Syria, Ukraine, Venezuela, Yemen, Xinjiang province, China. Need I go on? They're all places of current violence or political conflict. Now, thank God it can't happen here. Right, yeah. Washington, D.C. and Santa Clarita this week name us a contentious and violent society. I don't mean to be glum, but the world is a mess, and nationalistic popularism is making it worse. Disrespect for truth and for others invites only disaster. No wonder so many say that these are the end times, the last age. 40% of Americans think these are the last days. 51% of Protestants and 77% of evangelicals, and probably 100% of those with huge credit card debt. Tragically, the belief blames God and excuses us from responsibility in action. If these are the end times, why do anything? Why bother? The unsaid assumption is that God has written the script for human history. Sorry, we are not Calvinists. If life is theater, it really is improv. God constantly adjusting, responding, interacting to our terrible freedom. After all, we decide how we will live. But action brings their own consequences. If I get totally blasted out of my mind, my hangover is not God's doing. It's mine. I did it to myself. A third century scripture scholar wrote, "Where there is sin, there is division. Bottom line, we make our messes and they ripple out to distort everything. There is no private sin." No wonder God is on a continual rescue mission. He continually invites us, graces us, forgives us, loves us, and offers us a real freedom so that we can come alive. But is that today's gospel? Most people are unfamiliar with the vast collection of apocalyptic writings, and so we turn the little bit we do read into prophecy, future telling, and prediction. And it's not. We heard of wars and insurrections, nations against nation, great earthquakes, famines and plagues, dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But if you were in that first century Lucan community and heard today's gospel, you'd be nodding your head. Not at something coming, but at something that already happened. Because when you look at that apocalyptic section of the Gospels, 90% of it already happened in the first century. They had experienced it, lived it. The Jewish revolt began in 65 AD and engulfed the country first in civil war and then war with Rome. You know, it's a really bad idea to pick a fight with a 10-ton gorilla. And the Romans unleashed devastation and death, beginning in the Galilee all the way down to Jerusalem. The city walls were breached and the temple destroyed, and a whole Jewish way of living ended. Josephus, the Jewish historian, reports the portents and signs from the heavens that announced that temple's destruction. Jewish Christians had already been handed over by parents, brothers, and relatives and friends. They had experienced it all. Today's reading takes on a very different feel if you know it already happened when Luke wrote. So what's the point? Encouragement for the future. Yes, Jesus talks later about his second coming. But with the experience of having survived already so much, they have the confidence for whatever will come. They need not fear. So Luke was offering encouragement that despite man-made madness, God is still present working and calling us to work. You got to keep Luke's entire gospel in mind when you read a small part of it. Luke was calling them to live out faith fully in love in the face of inevitable craziness. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Earlier in Luke, Jesus wept over Jerusalem and its fate. That terrible fate was not God's doing. It was not God's doing, but theirs. When Jesus drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "Would that even today you knew the things that make for peace." Would today that you knew the things that make for peace. Starting a civil war doesn't make for peace. Starting rebellion doesn't make for peace. The world is our doing. History is our calling and responsibility. Would that even today we ourselves knew the things that make for peace. Luke calls his community, this community, to fidelity. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. We imagine the kingdom of God as only an end time event. But Jesus also said the kingdom of God is now. Each one of you is called to be a moment of the kingdom movement. Let's say it again. Each of you is called to be a kingdom moment now. Our task is to live the forgiveness and faith and love that Jesus brought. Walter Joseph Sizek, a Polish-American Jesuit, was a secret missionary in the Soviet Union between 1939 and 1963. That's heroic. He spent 5 years in Moscow's Lubyanka prison, 15 years at hard labor in the Gulag. He's a hero announcing light in one of the darkest places at that time. But heroism and God's will doesn't begin in the grandiose. He wrote, these are his words, "The plain and simple truth is that God's will is what he actually wills to send us each in the way of circumstances and places and problems and people." The temptation to look these things as is to overlook these things as God's will. The temptation is to look beyond these things precisely because they are so constant, so petty, so humdrum. It is in the daily that we are called to be the kingdom. If you are to understand today's gospel, don't lose sight of the entire message. For Luke, the will of God is that daily prayer we pray, the spirit in our hearts we heed, the enemy we love, the goods we share, the forgiveness we give, the community we build, the encouragement we offer each other. Or to put it in one Jesus phrase in Luke's gospel, be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. In that moment, the kingdom of God appears. Live that kingdom today. Don't wait for tomorrow. What have you to fear? Jesus has won the ultimate victory.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, a regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glauber, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.